ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has touched down in Beijing, kicking off about a day and a half in the region in which he'll meet with top Chinese officials. On the agenda, Taiwan, as well as the controversy over a Chinese spy balloon recently spotted over U.S. airspace, and a close call a U.S. Navy ship had with a Chinese warship. President Joe Biden Saturday kicked off his 2024 re-election campaign with a rally in the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania, but don't expect many more such campaign events in the near future, says ABC's Karen Travers.
Biden campaign officials tell me the president will not hold regular rallies until next year. His focus now will be on fundraising. He's traveling to California next week for a series of events and has more fundraisers scheduled in Chicago and Maryland.
It was parade night along the Las Vegas Strip. Celebrating the Stanley Cup champion, Las Vegas Golden Knights. Fans along the route shouted their approval. Tens of thousands were estimated to be along the parade route. This is ABC News. More than a dozen people were hurt in Baltimore, where a Maryland Transit Administration bus collided with a Lexus and then struck a Nissan before coming to a stop in a building. Baltimore City Fire Department spokesperson Kevin Cartwright says calls started flooding into the 911 dispatch center after 10 a.m. He says 17 people were hurt, but none of the injuries were said to be life-threatening.
We evaluated 17 patients, including the MTA driver that was extricated from the building and vehicle, was treated at the scene and transported along with the other 16 to area hospitals.
The building had to be evacuated while first responders checked to make sure it was safe. Law enforcement officials now say more than 80 letters containing a suspicious white powder have been delivered to Kansas state lawmakers and public officials. The FBI and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation are investigating the letters. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masked as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going to give you all the details about Make Music Madison coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Mary Rose Eckberg is going to stop by. But right now, a double dip of the Cashbox Kings on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She's a high little man. She'll confess. She starts drinking at noon. She starts drinking at noon. Then she sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back home to stay.
Back home.
She'll make you look like a fool when she's hustling at pool. The way she treats me is cruel, 'cause I try to pretend. Sleep with strange men, who is our heart to defend. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday. Sail back on the stage. She's a high little miss. 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 But I sure wish that miss was mine. She's a high little miss. That miss was mine.
Chicken and barbecue.
Oscar's Motel is the name of the brand new Cashbox King album and is available right now on Spotify, Bandcamp. Get it in your library right now. Max Inc. Radio, a double dip of the Cashbox Kings. That was the title track, Oscar's Motel. And before that, Hot Little Miss. I love, we haven't had Cashbox Kings on yet, Rocker. We've been kind of missing the communication with them a little bit. Can't wait to get them on the show because their new album is great.
Yeah, it sounds really good, Jimmy, and I'd love to get him on the show. Oscar sounds like a
Get him live in the
A wild way. Child.
Yes, he's wild. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is off tonight, but Rocker and I were hanging on the fort. Broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you get the app on your phone. The fancy new amp is pretty cool. Rocker, we got a packed show tonight. Who's on deck? Who's coming in?
Still yet to come. Carrie Osborne from the Mamas. She just got here, and we're going to be talking about the finalist party for the Mama Awards that's happening tomorrow. Guitars for Vets founder Patrick Nettesheim, he's going to be on the phone from Milwaukee. We'll talk about the new stage at Summerfest. Well, it's maybe not so new, but his stage at Summerfest that he shares with Whammy. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the legend, the blues, coming to the Crystal Grand in the Dells. And he just interviewed with Terry Barr. So we're going to listen to that interview with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and the Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Eddie Berth, 9 to 10 p.m. That's going to be a real treat. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight, of course, with the essential last crack at 11.
It's a very heavy Max Inc. Heavy tonight. A lot of a lot of metal tonight. So if you like that, stick around 10 o'clock. Yeah. Hey, this coming Wednesday, June 21st, is the first day of summer. Woohoo!
It is, Jimmy.
And it's also International Make Music Day, where communities throughout the world have live music all over the streets. And here in Madison, it's Make Music Madison. And the organizer at Make Music Madison is on the phone with us right now, Mary Rose Eckberg. Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio again.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Always a pleasure.
You know, we started the hour off with the Cashbox Kings, and I really want to talk about this particular venue for Make Music Madison on Wednesday, June 21st, because it's part of it's sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. The Cashbox Kings are kicking off the day. Tell us about the Penn Park venue for Make Music Madison.
Yeah, so this is a new project for us that we're launching this year, where we're really trying to do intentional partnerships with community centers at local parks that are sort of operating more like a traditional block party or community festival. So this has been a real pleasure to plan, and the day is starting off at noon with the Cashbox Kings, and we're really honored to have them there. Joe's going to be doing a bit of a harmonica jam during that as well, with harmonicas we're providing from one of our sponsors, Homer Harmonica. So we're inviting everybody to come on down and learn some harmonica from Joe during that set too. And music goes, you know, until 8 or 9 p.m. There's a chance we might extend it a little bit later with some music by DJ Chill, who's going to be there throughout the day. So it's going to be a blast.
The lineup of artists at Penn Park is very diverse, very awesome. If there's a little bit of everything in there, and it's great. And it's great to have to be able to do this in partnership with Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, a great organization, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, it's been great working with them, and it's wonderful, you know, having the community connection and really learning, like, what does the neighborhood like? And I actually recently moved last year a few blocks away from Penn Park, so it's been a great opportunity for me to meet neighbors and really get to know what, you know, South Madison is all about.
South Madison is really nice. But, you know, Rocker and I, we live on the north side of Madison. So north side rules.
The north side is awesome.
North side has good stuff, too.
So last time you were on the show with us, we were just short. I think we were like 100 shows booked short of 500 shows. Mm-hmm. Did you hit the 500 show mark?
Oh, yeah, we blew past it. You know, so just last night, one of our hosts had been holding Various down all day for weeks on her schedule. And last night she actually filled in 21 shows. So we just broke 670 shows as of last night.
Wow. 670 shows.
So that's incredible.
670 shows. Yeah.
So give context.
We did great.
Ahead.
Yeah.
I
was just saying we blew this one out of the water. And it's thanks to you guys, you know, helping promote this too. So thank you.
Well, we were like, call now. And that's great. 670. That's actually mind blowing. You know, Madison isn't a big town, even square mileage wise. Mm-hmm. So you think about, like, what do they say? 40 miles, 40 square miles or whatever. It's more than that.
77, I think.
77. But 670 shows in that area, all outside, free concerts. That has to make your heart just thump a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a pleasure to be able to help make this happen. And it's just an honor to see how many people want to be involved and how excited everyone is. And just, I mean, we have such a diverse array of musicians, as well as host sites. Like, really everyone is from every corner of Madison is excited about, you know, participating, either going out to see shows or hosting or playing music. So it's amazing.
You know, this happens in Madison, and there's a lot of organization, but it also happens in Wanakee, Middleton, mm-hmm. Several other communities across Wisconsin. But if somebody's out there, we're broadcasting across Wisconsin, because this is really made up of the people go out and do this. How do people mm-hmm. bring this to their community? Is there resources to bring this festival to their community each year?
Absolutely. So we highly recommend that everybody reach out to the Make Music Alliance, because they're the ones that really help this happen every year across the country. I'm at over 120 chapters, and here in Wisconsin, there's 21 chapters participating this year, 21 different cities. And the Alliance provides, I mean, they provide a matchmaking platform that helps your, you know, musicians and venue hosts find each other. They provide free instruments, like, for instance, all the Hohner harmonicas. I mean, we're giving away 50 harmonicas at the Cashbox King show at Penn Park, and we're giving away 100 harmonicas at the Children's Museum at the same time with the Harmonic Man. So we have, you know, they bring stuff like that. They provide music arrangements for people to play. They help with marketing. Like, they really make this happen. So anybody that wants to start a chapter, all you have to do is find a champion, whether it's the local government, a nonprofit, a community leader that wants to take this on, and you can make it happen in your community.
Wow. Now, let me be clear about that. You said that they actually help provide you with the matchmaking, like, web software?
Yep. So they have a piece of software. They also build your website, and they maintain your web. They help you. They build a website for you. They pay for all of these. You pay a chapter fee, and then it's based off of your organization budget.
I see.
So it's a sliding scale. And so it can be really inexpensive, like a couple hundred dollars. And it can go all the way up to, you know, whatever your, however big your budget is. But they provide all these resources. And you can literally call them on the phone and talk to them anytime with any questions. They're amazing to work with. And their whole, they exist purely to just help communities figure out, how do you make this happen where you are, and why? Like, what works for you in your community, and why should you do it?
I mean, this sounds like the most fun community building event you could possibly have.
Indeed. And the cost is low, and the return on investment is just huge. Mary Rose Eckbert, director of Make Music Madison, June 21st, all over the city of Madison, all over the world. Max Inc. Radio is hosting a stage at 202 State Street. That's at our brand new Civic Media World headquarters, right outside the Comedy Club on State Street. We got Eddie Berth, who's live in the Devil's Lair tonight, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. Our venue starts at 3 p.m., so that's going to be cool. Hope you get to stop by and say hi.
Oh, I'm definitely going to try, and thanks so much for making that happen. So excited to have you guys as a host this year.
Where can fans, I guess, from a fan point, I mean, the bands are booked, we're ready to go, mm-hmm. the venues are ready to go. As a fan that you want to go out and see the bands, there's so many choices. What would you recommend as far as making your game plan, and where can people get the information mm-hmm. where the full schedule's at?
Yeah, so makemusicmadison.org. If you want the fastest way to get there, it's makemusicmadison.org/listings, but it's really easy to find on our website. You can search by artist. You can search by venue. You can use the map view. It's basically like Google Maps with all the little dots, and you can click on them for the schedule. You can search by genre. You can search by time of day if you're only available after work. So there's, you know, it makes it so easy to plan your event.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we remind everybody, bring cash to tip the musicians. If they, you know, if you don't have cash, ask them if they have a digital payment system that you can, you know, support them with. You know, celebrate our local musicians. That's really important.
Throw some cash in the tip bucket and buy a CD and a T-shirt. Call it a day. It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And thank you so much, Mary Rose, for the work that you put into this. I know you've been running crazy, booking 670,000 shows. Congratulations.
My pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's hope the weather turns out to be sunny and nice, huh?
Yeah, it looks beautiful. I think we're going to get lucky this year and hopefully have a wonderful day. So, and thank you guys for all the promotional support that you've done. It's really an honor to work with you guys, and we always appreciate the support. So,
well,
thanks.
We appreciate you. It's a pleasure to do it. Are you a Packer fan, Mary Rose?
Oh, well, you know, sports, I'm an arts administrator.
Okay.
And most often where, you know, we're kind of sometimes diametrically opposed. But I will say that I have been to a couple of Packers games.
Oh, there you go.
And they are fun. And I learned about football when I moved to Wisconsin. I understand it now. I didn't understand it before. I get it. I get the appeal.
I understand. I totally get it. Yep. And the only reason I bring it up is because I'm pretty excited for the upcoming Packer season. We're a couple months out still, but I've got Packer fever.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy.
I wanted to play some Sunspot. I was going to play their new song, but I found this song since they're playing on the Max Inc. Radio venue stage for Make Music Madison.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sunspot and Go Pack.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heart. And I tell myself this is just a moment. brothers all around. Show me what I wanna see. Show me how it starts and ends with me.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. Dana Perry there, and Everything Is Moving. Sunspot before that. You can see those two, plus Eddie Berth will be in the live in the Devil's Lair later on tonight. Those three are playing the Maxinc Radio Civic Media venue, 202 State Street on Wednesday, June 21st. That's this coming Wednesday, the first day of summer. Show starts at 3 o'clock. Come down and say hi. Maybe we'll even... You might even be able to peek inside the new Civic Media studios. Maybe not. I'm making it up as I go along, but we'll see what happens. I hope to see you there on Wednesday. Plus, you can go to makemusicmadison.org, and you can see all the shows happening all over Madison, all 670 of them. Wow, that's crazy. Makemusicmadison.org. All right, coming up, we're going to talk Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association. Carrie Osborne's here. The finalist announcement party is tomorrow at Wisconsin Brewing Company. We'll have all the details for that in just a couple of minutes. Music on the way from the Civil Engineers. That ties in nicely, right? Right now, Jason Vargas, who has a show with Zeroed Hero, Friday, June 30th, at the Memorial Union Terrace here in Madison on the Lake Mendota. Jason Vargas and the Apollos on Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
You wanna make me suffer? You wanna make me cry? You wanna make me suffer? Do it to me all the time.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust MoveToMadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
All right, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. My mind goes back to when we were young. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Saturday night in Wisconsin. That means it's time for original local music from the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you all along. Jimmy K and Rocker here with you. We have KJ from the Madison Area Music Association, the Mamas. Celebrate your papa with your mama.
You got it.
I did that from memory, too. I'm impressed. KJ, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you two?
Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing with the Mamas. And for that person out there, you know, we have some new markets tonight, La Crosse and Eau Claire and Hayward and
awesome.
I believe Racine. We'll talk more we'll talk more about the new stations later on. But for those of the, for those people that don't know what the Mamas are, what are the Mamas?
Well, MAMA is the Madison Area Music Association. It's our 20th year.
20th?
Wow.
This is our 20th year doing our mission, which is to get instruments into kids' hands. If there's a kid out there that wants to play an instrument, doesn't have the means to do it, it is our job, our duty, our mission to make sure that they have it. And I've just been with them for a couple of years, and I already just love it because you see the looks on these faces of these kids when they get like a saxophone or a drum kit or a new pair of violin or a new set of violin strings. And it's just such a worthy cause, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it.
You know, it's a wonderful charity, worthy charity. I mean, because music helps kids in school and in life in general, helps us all. Plus, you tie it in with the local music scene here in Madison to celebrate all of our artists here. And this Sunday is the finalist announcement party for the upcoming MAMA Awards. Talk about how or what people are going to be, what they're going to see tomorrow at Wisconsin Brewing Company.
Well, the Wisconsin Brewing Company, also known as Lake Louie Brewing, they're going to be open from noon to six tomorrow. So we're just going to be there all day. We're just going to kind of take over. So because we are a music organization, you probably figured we're going to have some live music. We've got the Civil Engineers, who I do believe we have coming up in a little bit here. Yep. Very excited. I've not seen them yet. They're like a funk soul rock band.
They're so good.
Yeah. I can see it in your eyes. I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing them. They hit the stage at 12:30. Our middle band is Madison Music Foundry's Slag.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to say it like that, too. Yeah, it's a bunch of high school kids who practice at the Foundry, and they're going to come out, and they're going to do an hour-long set of, like, late 90s, early 2000s rock. You might have caught them on the television. They had an appearance over the weekend from their show at the Baroque. And so we're very excited to do that because, like, you know, we are all about the kids. So we got to have a youth act. And then we're finishing up the day with Generation Jones. And actually, there's kind of a cool thing happening with that. So Generation Jones, you guys know, is sort of a Madison supergroup with Mike Massey at the keyboards. And tomorrow night, he's going to be joined by another generation of Masseys, which are his daughters, Anna and Emily. So they're going to kind of do a Team Massey thing at 5. And I think that's the thing that most people are going to be interested in coming out to see.
Now, let's see. Who's also in that band? It's Shawnee Marks.
Mm-hmm.
And Mauro Magellan plays drums.
You know what else I found out about Mauro Magellan is he's an artist. So we actually have some raffle prizes to give away from Mauro.
Really?
He writes children's books, and he does the illustrations to go with them, and then there's an audio CD to accompany it. And you can see it on the Mama's Facebook page. Just some really cute stuff. So he'll have his goods there for sale.
And of course, he is the former drummer from the Georgia Satellites.
Yes, exactly. Kyle Henderson of the Producers, he is the bass player and the singer, and then lead guitarist Mike Rip.
Wow, that is an all-star band.
Right. Yeah. And then you throw the daughters in there, and it's just like a must-see.
That's amazing. That's like a star-struck stage right there.
Right.
In addition to the music, you're also going to be announcing the finalists for the MAMA Awards. And it's like, like the Grammys. It's the Madison's answers to the Grammys. It's really cool. All those people, they'll be, four or five in each category, roughly. And then you could go online, themamas.org, to vote, right?
Yes, you can go to themamas.org to vote. And voting will start the Monday after, so the day after the Sunday. Yes, I have a calendar.
And our Terry Barr is an MC there, correct?
She is. She's going to be one of our co-MCs. Actually, she was supposed to be our MC last year, but then either she got the COVID or somebody else got it. Yeah. So we had to kind of get creative. But we're not taking no for an answer this time, Terry. We've also got the rock and roll dentist, Dr. Chris Kammer, who is going to be doing that. He's such a fun MC.
Oh, he's the best.
I'm not sure if he's bringing the toothbrush. He did ask if he could perform a song. I don't know if he was kidding. I hope he wasn't. And then Ty Christian, who is the executive director of the course. Mamas and is the lead singer for the heavy metal band Lords of the Trident.
The most metal band in the world.
Bring your lifesavers.
Right. Actually, it's funny you should make a Star Wars reference because some of the raffle items that we do have are kind of Star Wars oriented. You know, it is Father's Day, so you might win something for your papa. I hate to generalize, but dads like Star Wars. So,
I know I love Star Wars. Yeah.
And we do have vendors out there. If you've been to the Wisconsin Brewing Company before, you know that there's that big open expanse with the pond and the grass and the little grassy hills, and it's so nice. And so we're going to have some vendor tents out there. So if you haven't picked up something for your papa yet, you can do that tomorrow. And because it is sort of an open area, they do have picnic tables and benches, but you can bring your own chairs, you can bring your own shade, you can bring your dog if you want. And of course, it's kid friendly.
It's a great spot. You mentioned earlier Lake Louie in connection with Wisconsin Brewery. Did they join or something?
They
really? Bought it, Jimmy.
No kidding. I didn't know that. Dude, that Warp Speed Scottish Ale from Lake Louie is so good.
There will be good beer at this event. I believe that.
No doubt. Okay, so it's the Mama's finalist announcement party is happening tomorrow. Starts at noon. Wisconsin Brewing Company is in Verona, Wisconsin, which is hometown USA, if you were wondering. It's right off 151 Highway M or something like that.
Yep, you'll exit 79. It's there by the Quick Trip and the Costco. I also must mention, or I will get flogged. Uh-oh. It is trophy pickup. If you have a 2022 trophy, if you were a winner last year, we have your trophies. And we went into the trophy archives, and I found some trophies that haven't been picked up from as far back as 2005.
Oh, wow.
So we got some classics in there. So if you have ever won a trophy from Mama and you don't have it yet, you can come get it tomorrow.
Any unclaimed trophies, Rocker will take them, and we'll include them in the Maximum Mink Hall of Fame when it's built. when it's built.
It's a deal.
The Rocker Library.
KJ, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing for the Madison Area Music Association, putting instruments in the hands of kids. We got to tell people, go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and make a donation.
Yes,
because that money is so important. Not only it just supports your community, it supports your children in
Mama
the community.
Cares.
Mama Cares. That's an important thing. Plus the Clyde Stubblefield Foundation. That thing that Clyde Stubblefield does.
Oh, the scholarship.
The scholarship.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the one.
A scholarship for a youth who wants to go on to higher education in music. And that's what that scholarship is for. So, yeah, we have a couple different things that we do. But, yeah, they are all fundraisers. So tomorrow's event is free. $10 at the door if you're feeling it. And then lots of other ways to, like, have fun spending your money, too, with the raffle and the vendors. And we are going to be doing some like, easy little dad games to win raffle prizes, too. We want to make sure that everybody knows that there's something for everybody.
Easy little dad games.
Because we can't handle
bags? Is that like bags?
You can't handle hard games.
Wait. Well, I'll give you an example. So we've been doing dad jokes, right? Because it's Father's Day. Right. So I got a two-part dad joke for you too. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Okay. We're ready.
What do you get when you drop a piano down a mine shaft?
A dong.
A flat minor.
Oh.
Oh, wait, it gets worse. What do you get when you drop a piano on an army base? A flat major.
KJ, everybody, she'll be back.
Come
here.
Brr, boom.
I wish I had some sound effects here. Celebrate your papa with mama tomorrow at the Wisconsin Brewing Company. Starts at noon. Put instruments in the hands of kids. You'll feel good about it. Themamas.org if you'd like to make a donation. Hey, you know what? Let's play the Civil Engineers.
Yes,
that's a great idea because they are awesome.
Wicked.
Hashtag Civil Engineers, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
this is Kyle Henderson, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. That's radio for the people.
When she look at me with eyes that understand me, oh, nothing better in this world. When she hold my heart and treat it so very gently, oh, nothing better in this world. Every day is a brand new day and a brand new chance to get it right. I've heard it said the heart, it has its reasons. Reason just can't understand. When some alchemy turns stone to flesh and life and breathing, yeah, reason got nothing but to bend the knee and raise your hand.
Radio, we are local music. Kyle Henderson, brand new Chance title track from his 2014 album. You know, he's in that super group that's playing tomorrow at the Mama's finalist party at Wisconsin Brewing Company. It's called Generation Jones. They're playing along with the Civil Engineers. And is it Rocker? Is it Slag? Am I saying that right? Slag!
Yeah. Hey, did you know that they're going to be playing at Atwood Fest, Jimmy, on the Sugar Maple stage as part of the Teen Fest, they call it.
Ah, did not know that, but now we know. We'll talk about Atwood Fest hopefully sometime this upcoming hour. Plus, we got Eddie Berth. He's live in the Devil's Lair coming up after 9 o'clock. And Terry Barr's chat with the one and only Kenny Wayne Shepherd coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it all off with a double dip of Brand New Magic Conch. That's your original local music that's just, well, it's awesome radio. Plus, right now, Brand New People Brothers Band. Hot off the press from their new album, Sisters and Brothers. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hot off the press, it is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. Put it on me.
harmonize slow. Don't know where you've been, but I'm sure that you know where you're going. With a mouthful of words, what in the world do you want to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh,
shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Wapaw area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBoer.